We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Andre Melle in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello. Welcome once again to Just a Minute. And in Just a Minute, these four clever people will try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation, going off the subject in any way at all. And they will score points or otherwise according to how well they do this. So let us begin this particular game with Kenneth Williams. What to do with your vitality? That is the subject, Kenneth. Will you try and speak for just a minute, starting now?
Well, there are many views on what people should do with their vitality. Some people go to gymnasiums to work off their excess steam.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, it's a little correction. Gymnasia.
Well, all right. All I can say is here that while you are correct, I think colloquially a lot of people do say gymnasiums. And Kenneth Williams, your ums are giving you a point. And so you have 1 point for me not upholding that challenge. And you continue with 50 seconds for what to do with your vitality starting now.
Yes, and
Clement Freud, you challenged.
His ums.
Well, it's ruined the whole intellectual flow.
Yes. So having stopped in full flow, you couldn't get going. You couldn't get your vitality going.
No.
Kenneth. So as Clement Freud's challenge is upheld, I then grant him a point, and he has 47 seconds for what to do with your vitality starting now.
One of the finest things that you can do with your vitality is go and see Derek Nimmo perform at the theatre, where he comes on in a pair of boots and prances around the stage, and the audience applauds and cheers and shouts encore.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
This has nothing to do with what you do on the television. It's just a plug for Derek Nimmo.
And you are jealous of your friend giving so much to Derek Nimmo. I agree, it sounds a very relaxed way to enjoy yourself watching Derek Nimmo. So, Kenneth, I grant you a point, and you have now 2 points, and you have 32 seconds with your vitality starting now.
What you should do with it is to channel it, and preferably, of course, channel it.
On Derek Nimmo, why do you channel?
A hesitation.
I think it was. I'm sorry, Kenneth.
Well!
You didn't exactly stop, but the sort of contortion of words was such as to interpret it as hesitation. So Andre Melly has a point, and she has 28 seconds for what to do with your vitality starting now.
Go in for different sports, like football, skiing, swimming, very nice.
Kenneth
Hesitation.
Andre Melly has another point, because she didn't hesitate.
Yes, she did. No, certainly. All I did. No wonder I never win it. He's partisan. Genuinely partisan.
You won it. Kenneth Williams, you won it handsomely quite recently. You are brilliant at playing to the audience.
What fact, Buzz?
Buzzing deviation. He didn't win it handsomely.
Kenneth Williams won it. He can play to the audience. You can't challenge on an interruption. Andre Melly has another point, and she has 23 seconds for what to do with your vitality starting now.
Get up early in the morning and do exercises in front of an open window. Breathe in deeply, then touch your toes, jump up and down a bit, and then have a cold bath. That'll give it you even more vitality.
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation
that time, yes. Derek, you have 12 seconds for what to do with your vitality starting now.
Well, I don't know what you would do with your vitality, but I know what I would do with my deviation, if you don't know what to do.
That's one of those. You were all against Clement for a little while ago.
No, I've never been against him.
All right, well, that clever challenge, I give the benefit of the doubt. There's any way I can put it to Clement Freud, who has another point. He has 8 seconds for what to do with your vitality, Clement, starting now.
Race around a football pitch, which is about 480 yards, and when you pass the goalpost, jump up and down.
Derek Nimmer, why are
you done? He's talking about what he's doing with his vitality. The question is, what you do with your vitality?
This is a advice to my people.
I actually did say to him, what to do with your vitality, Clement, starting now. I think he was justified in interpreting the quotation that way. So Clement has 2 seconds for what to do with your vitality, Clement, starting now.
Sprint back along the Greyhound track.
For those who may still be a little vague about the scoring, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it's Clement Freud, who now has a lead. He's actually got 4 points. Kenneth and Andre Melle have got 2. Kenneth and Andre Melle. Sounds like a double act, doesn't it? Kenneth Williams and Andre Melle. Derek Nimmer's got 1, and Derek, you begin the next round. Changing the guard. Derek, that's the subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
I always start changing the guard at Edge Hill Station. This is a station near Liverpool, which is in the county of Lancashire. I go along there with 3 friends, armed with stout cudgels. We go down and meet the 4:37 train as it arrives on the platform. As the train stops on the platform, we go and pull the guard out from inside his carriage. He gets so surprised, you have no idea how surprised he gets. And then we proceed to change him. The last time we were changing the guard, we turned him into this.
Yes, Andre Melle.
A hesitation.
Yes, yes. It's a pity. I'd love to know what they did. So, Andre, you take over the subject, having gained another point, with 23 seconds for changing the guard, starting now.
Christopher Robin liked watching this very much and went there with Alice to see the changing guard at Buckingham Palace every afternoon after tea.
Derek Nimmer.
Yes, and she is talking about watching it, not changing it. The subject is changing the guard, not watching the
guard. Yes, but she was not watching it.
No, but Christopher Robin was.
Christopher Robin was, and it is still the subject of changing the guard, whether you're watching it or doing it, or even being as devious as Derek Nimmer, physically taking a British Railways guard off and putting other clothes on him, which is a disgusting thought.
Yeah, Captain,
Andre Melle has another point, and there are 12 seconds left for the change of the guard starting now.
When you have an open fire with coal and wood burning, and you have a small baby, it's very advisable to change the guard in front of it, which you
Derek
had
Nimmer,
before.
Why do you challenge?
Well, how many guards has she got?
I don't know, but she's getting another point.
She's only changing one guard. She's changing 2 guards.
She's changing the guard
from one to another.
I'm on your side, Andre. She's changing the guard in front of her fire. There are 4 seconds left for the subject. She's getting another point, and she starts now.
I have a small one, and when my baby was born,
the changing of the guard puts Andre Melle into a very definite lead over all the others. She's now got a lead of 2 over Clement Freud, who's in second place. Clement Freud, you're going to begin the next round. How to make your own gin. Clement, would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
This is an entirely illegal thing to do unless you get permission from the proper authorities. Therefore, in order to make your own gin, you write to the customs and excise authorities demanding permission to install a still in or about your friend.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Still, hesitation.
I think the only fair thing to say, it was a very clever try. I won't award any points for that, and just ask Clement Freud to continue with 45 seconds for how to make your own gin starting now.
In the fullness of time, the commissioners will write back to you giving you permission to do so, provided that the returns are submitted every week. And you go out and purchase juniper berries, pure alcohol, sugar, and distilled water, which is essential to the exercise. You also go to a chemist shop and buy alcohol, without which the gin will not be as pure or as strong as it ought to be. You then have to decide whether the gin you prefer is gin which is dry, or...
Andre Melle, why do you...
Repetition, there are too many gins.
Yes, that is perfectly right. So Andre has the subject, and she has 13 seconds for how to make her own gin starting now.
From the slightest idea.
Derek Nimmer, your challenge.
Deviation isn't the slightest idea.
Derek, you have a point. You have 12 seconds for how to make your own gin starting now.
How to make your own gin is the subject of this question. What I always do is I go along to the blacksmith and I ask him for a piece of steel. I take along and I put it in the forge and I beat it with a heavy hammer.
And As Derek Nimmo was speaking with the whistle, when he gains another point, he's now equal in second place behind Andre Merry. Kenneth Williams, who's training a little, will begin the next round. Kenneth, things I write in my diary. Can you go on for 60 seconds on that subject starting now?
Well, I can go on 60 seconds, but I don't know that I can be entirely frank. And, of course, that is the reason why I put these things in my diary. My diary could be called something of a father confessor. And I think it's very delightful to be able to put certain things in your diary which you couldn't possibly say in real life. How often one's dying to say, "Oh, you great bore, shut your mouth." But, of course, you can't. But in your diary you can, and you can put as much acrimony and spleen into it as you like. And needless to say, mine is full of it. I don't stick pictures in it. I stick bits out of the newspaper in it, along with my very pungent comments.
Clement Foy, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
The question was things I write in my diary. And he's now sticking pictures into it.
Yes, that is perfectly correct.
Yes, it's true.
It's got a point in more senses than one, and he has the subject with 17 seconds for things I write in my diary starting now.
The things I write in my diary are invariably quotations from Shakespeare. Oh, that we now had here but 1/10,000 of those men in England is what I put on January the 15th. On the other hand, October the 11th to be or not to be.
So, Clement Freud's diary, written in the future, puts him into first place, exactly equal with Andre Melly. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round preparing for the worst? That is the subject, and will you start now?
I always enjoy preparing for the worst. I actually started doing it about 7 weeks, 3 days.
Clement Freud. But Clement Freud buzzed.
Pardon me, simultaneously.
You mean Clement Freud is handing it over to you? Or?
No, I'm sorry if it was him first, but I give way. I certainly give way. That's the second part of my nature.
Well, I must go by the lights that come up here, Kenneth, and then Clement Freud's light came up first, so Clement Freud has the subject preparing for the worst starting now.
What I do when the worst come to dinner is to prepare for them. I plan a potato soup. For this, I use onions and butter, which I leave overnight in a saucepan until the water turns sour. Add stale flour and sour cream. And with this, my guests are usually entirely satisfied. I then go on to the fish course. The fish, they say when they come to my house, is off. And they mean this in more meanings than one.
Kenneth Williams, by the
repetition, meaning.
They said
more meanings than one. Yes. That's the repetition.
Yes. More meanings than one. Kenneth, I pause because I'm in great doubt about it, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and 21 seconds for preparing for the worst starting now.
The thing to do is to get your sandbags and preferably knit them yourself, because then you know they are reliable, and mount them in a great bank until you have ample protection from any kind of blast or other misfortune that may be in the air. Then get yourself plenty of tin stuff in case you can't get out of here.
Andre begins the next round. The subject is the ideal man. Andre, would you give us your ideas on this subject for just a minute, starting now?
The ideal man is my husband, who brings me breakfast in bed without the toast 3 inches thick one side and dwindling to a mere burnt nothing the other. Of course, an ideal...
Then, Miss Williams, why are you telling
me? We're talking about the ideal man, not making toast.
We're getting slightly to the stage, Kenneth, where as long as you challenge, the audience will applaud.
I haven't challenged for ages.
I know you haven't, that's why they applaud.
Oh.
Kenneth, I'm going to give you the slight benefit of the doubt on that. And you have another point, and you have 43 seconds for the ideal man, starting now.
The ideal man is something noble. I'm being put greatly at a disadvantage here, with Clement Freud towering over me. And from psychological...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Well, the subject is the ideal man, and he's talking about Clement Freud.
I To many people, I'm sure that Clement Freud could be the ideal man. So, therefore, their challenge is not upheld.
Thank you.
And Kenneth Williams, whether you agree with that particular statement or not, have 30 seconds to continue talking about the ideal man starting now.
The ideal man being ideal, of course, cannot be visualized on this earth, but the nearest you will get is, of course, myself.
Clement Freud, why do you chat?
Deviation. We've already established that I am the ideal man.
Clement Freud, I must tell you that we have definitely not established that. And I definitely said you might be some people's idea. And that might some may be small or large, I have no doubt. There might even be Ian Messiter or Derek Nimmo. Might even be that man in the audience.
That man is Mrs. Nimmo.
Has another point. And Kenneth, you continue for another 20 seconds on the ideal man starting now.
The ideal man should embody the qualities, of course, of truth and goodness and beauty.
Derek Nimmo, why do you shout it?
Hesitation.
Yes, yes. He was so getting carried away with his ideal man and that he lost that one on hesitation. There are 11 seconds for you, Derek Nimmo, on the ideal man starting now.
The ideal man should have hair on the top of his head, then have two eyes, eyebrows, a nose, two ears, a mouth, a good set of teeth.
Kenneth Williams. Or what?
Always features.
Yes, well done. Yes. You have another point, Kenneth Williams, and you have 4 seconds for the ideal man starting now.
The ideal man is something approximating.
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
He said the ideal man an awful lot of times.
Not allowed.
Repetition.
I know, but you are actually, Andre, allowed to say the title of the subject.
Each time. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't be vicious, Kenneth.
Well,
it doesn't become you.
I'll get off the ground.
You've got another point.
I've worked up my intellectual flow.
Yes.
I'm all intellectual flow.
And when we come back, your intellectual flow is gone. You only have 3 seconds to gather up your intellectual gather it up, whatever it is, get it. And for 3 seconds, talk about the ideal man starting now.
The ideal man will materialize if I were able to walk into a mirror. And then...
Well, that final narcissistic thought of Kenneth Williams... makes him, oh, he really has. He hasn't said it himself, I'm going to say it for him. He has leapt into the lyric!
Oh, an exorbitant time.
Kenneth Williams, we want you to do as well as you have been doing, and a subject is absolutely in keeping with this now. It's where I get my inspiration. Your face has gone a pale green.
Well, it's not complicated.
Yes, well, all right. Just have a little thought about it, because I must be fair, and start talking on the subject now.
Yes, I usually get my inspiration from books and the sayings of great men. I often reflect upon the saying of Voltaire, I disagree heartily with what you say, but will defend to the death your right to say it. And what an inspiration that has been for me. And indeed, what an inspiration it has been for all democracies. That is, no, democracies, not of course in the sense of American democracy, which I don't think it ever can happen.
Clement Freud has challenged you, Kenneth. Can I sit down?
Repetition.
Of what?
Democracy.
Yes, yes, all right. I just want to make sure we know what we're talking about. 30 seconds for where I get my inspiration, Kenneth Freud. Kenneth Freud. I've done it again. I said 2 weeks ago they were going to announce their engagement at the end of the series. I've now married them off. Clement Freud. You needn't give the audience the impression it's already happened, Kenneth.
I'm looking at you in time.
Well, don't change your affection so rapidly. Clement Freud, 30 seconds for when I get my inspiration starting now.
I usually get my inspiration from Kenneth Williams, from the firm line of his lips, his clear eye and his twitching nostril, and somehow I find that intellectually I work that much better and that much harder. Kenneth Williams is an inspiring man for anyone wishing to make a career.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition of Kenneth Williams.
Yes, we've had rather a lot of Kenneth Williams in that round. Not only did Clement, I think he did jolly well to keep going, because I mean, he explained to the listeners that Kenneth Williams was breathing down his ear hole the whole time. Anyway, he said Kenneth Williams three times, Derek Nimmer spotted it, he has 12 seconds for I get my inspiration starting now.
I go to get my inspiration to the middle of St. James's Park, and I sit on a bench and I watch the ducks swimming so gently around the clear, grey, muddy water.
It's a very interesting stage we're at, because for once all four of them are very close, and there's only about 3 or 4 points that separates any one from the other. This is the last round, so it's very exciting. Derek Nimmer is going to begin it, and we've got a long subject for him. What to do if you get your big toe caught in the bathtub? I'm sure Derek Nimmer can talk very ably on that subject. And 60 seconds will do, Derek, starting now.
I would like to now tell you what I do when I get my big toe stuck in the bath tap. I shout, help. And if nobody hears my cry, I lie back. And in my hand, I have Kenneth Williams' diary. And I read it, and I look at all the pretty little pictures he's stuck in there, and you've no idea how entertaining that diary is. Other things I do, right, is I have a little dish of food, which has been then...
Clement Freud, why are you chasing? No, I don't think so. No. He was just naturally playing to the audience. Derek Nimmer, you have another point, and you have 31 seconds for what to do if you get your big toe caught in the bath tap starting now.
And as I lie back in the water, I think
Clement Freud, why
he's talking about himself. The question is what to do.
What to do if you get your... I can justify it. What to do if you get your big toe stuck in the court, I mean in the bathtub. So if it's your big toe, it must be what he's doing. So Derek Nimmer has another point.
Yes.
And he has 29 seconds for what to do if you get your big toe caught in the bathtub, starting now.
I lie back in the rapidly cooling water.
Kenneth Williams. He couldn't lie back if he had his big toe caught in the tap, could he?
You don't know Derek Nimmer's big toes. And a lot of people have seen them feel that he could do more than even lie back. So Derek Nimmer has another point. He has 26 seconds for what to do if you get your big toe caught in the bathtub starting now.
And I think to myself, what fun it would be to go on to Edgehill Station and get hold of the guard on the 4:37.
Deviation, Edgehill Station. Got nothing to do with catching your foot in the tap.
I'm thinking about what I'm doing.
He's thinking what he would do if he got his big toe caught in the bathtub. So I think it's all. I think I must give him the benefit of the doubt for the last time. And he has 19 seconds for what to do if you get your big toe caught in the bathtub, starting now.
And I think how awfully nice it would be.
Clement Freud.
Well, if that was the last time we were giving him a benefit.
Yes. Very funny. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, will you be the judge in this impossible situation that I'm regularly placed? Do you think I should give the benefit of the doubt to Clement Freud? If you think he deserves the benefit of the doubt now, cheer, and if you disagree, will you boom? Will you all do it together now?
Yes, Paddy, the chair.
Kenneth Williams is always the judge. He's utterly partisan. Clement Freud has another point. He has 18 seconds for what to do if you get your big toe caught in the bathtub, Clement, starting now.
What?
Derek Nimmer challenge.
Deviation. I don't think that Clement, Kenneth Williams ought to be able to award points to his fiancée.
You're absolutely right, Derek, absolutely right, but as Kenneth Williams is not officially engaged to Clement Freud, he's not awarding points, so I'm still with Clement Freud. 19 seconds, what to do if you get your big toe caught in the bathtub, starting now.
What to do when you get your big toe caught in the bathtub is to have it amputated. You shout and get someone else to ring to get the phone to...
Andre Melly.
A hesitation.
Yes, indeed there was. Andre, what would you do if you got your big toe caught in the bathtub? Last 6 seconds coming up, starting now.
What I would do if I got my big toe caught in the bathtub is to get hold of the soap and rub the whole of my foot with this soap, including the toe.
Well, that whistle was the final whistle, and what an interesting result we have. It really was, for the first time, very nearly a draw for all. But let me read backwards. I prefer it, so I can't read forwards. And Kenneth Williams will start acting to the audience. They might concentrate on what I'm saying, because the result of the game is that Kenneth Williams and Andre Melly are in a very commanding fourth place. And third place, equal. And just 1 point ahead of them, in second place, is the one and only Derek Nimmo, And just ahead of him, only 2 points, is this week's winner, the unique Clement Freud.
The Chairman of Just a Minute is Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.